Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Big games, big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. And our world champion Philadelphia Eagles beat writer, the Eagles Insider of the Year in 2025, Elliot Shore Parks, joins us of the Go Birds podcast. What up, ESP?
Man, it's crazy. It's already been a week since you unfairly stripped me of the belt.
Feels like I didn't strip you. Yes,
yeah.
The commissioner
like
stripped you.
But I will say, if anyone has to have it, I'm happy Ike does. So
hopefully.
Oh, the sucking up to Ike. Yeah, exactly. So if anyone can have it, we all know Ike deserves it.
I gotta agree with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Is my mic on?
As the two Eagles,
I can barely hear Ike.
Experts on
can you
station,
turn Ike
you know?
Up? Let's see if I can hear Ike now.
Check. There we go. All right, there we go. I was going to say two football minds respect
exactly,
each other.
Yeah, yeah. We'll just pass the belt back and forth. Yep.
Let me ask you this, Elliot. Do you think you've done anything to get the belt from Ike? Because we're rewarding it at 4:30 today. We'll see if Ike keeps it. Have you done anything this week, do you think, to get it away from him?
Probably not. No, I feel like I've had a relaxing week. Yeah, it's been fine. I can't dominate every week, you know. There are 52 of them. So
I will say your cockiness has gone up since Eagles
it
Insider.
Really
oh, it's obnoxious.
Yeah. Yeah. When you win, you feel good. So
that Ojulari.
Hopefully the Eagles handle it better.
The Ojulari scoop at the wire.
Oh, it's like
it's the dagger.
It's the dagger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'll gladly take that. You're the only one that compares it to that stupid Embiid shot against the Raptors. So I think
because the Embiid shot
you cried
won the game.
That night, Elliot.
The Embiid shot won the game.
Yeah, it did. It won a meaningless playoff game.
It won the game.
That.
Well, the dagger didn't win any game. So
it won the Super Bowl. So
no, the Super Bowl
no, it didn't.
Won.
No, it didn't.
The Super Bowl already was won at that
so,
point.
So why did the head coach say it's over if we throw it?
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Well, obviously they didn't think it was over.
They knew it was over. Will you stop it?
I don't think they did.
Do they win the Super Bowl without the dagger, Elliot, and they run the ball a couple times,
yeah.
Drill some clock? I mean, come on.
Do the Sixers beat the Raptors without that Embiid shot?
No.
You think they lose the series? You think they lose the series?
Well, by the way, they lost two in a row after that.
This is game one or two.
Then say you think they'd lose the series.
I don't know if they would have lost. They certainly would have lost the game.
Yeah, all right, fine. I've been one game.
The shot was at the end of the game, Elliot.
It's like losing the second quarter in an NFL game. It's meaningful, but it's not deciding factor.
A game in the playoffs?
Yeah, I would say losing one playoff game in a series is not comparable to losing an NFL playoff game.
It's also not comparable to losing one quarter.
I don't know, actually, if that's completely true.
Elliot.
Well, there's only four quarters in a playoff
game.
We're not talking about this.
but that doesn't work because they are full games. I get that, right. Because there's fewer NFL games doesn't make one game not a game. It's still a game.
All right, fine. That was a great moment by Embiid. Probably his best. I'll give you that.
All right.
A
signature moment. All right.
Yeah, signature moment.
Well, and it's great for Jalen for a signature moment to be a meaningless play.
In the Super Bowl, correct?
Yes, in the Super Bowl, but it'll be in this place.
That does make it a little harder.
So, Elliot, why don't you tell us what you... So, the Eagles signed a wide receiver yesterday.
They did.
Who does have, like, some traits, I guess, that are I'm not trying to talk it down. Terrace Marshall Jr., why don't you tell us what you know about him?
Yeah, so I think he checks a lot of the boxes of other guys they've signed this offseason. He's young. He's not 25 yet.
He's not good.
Yeah, he's former draft pedigree, 59th overall pick. I really liked him coming out of LSU. LSU has produced a ton of really good receivers recently. He had big numbers in college. So I really liked him as a draft prospect. To me, it's a little like Kenyon Green. Like, Kenyon Green has not been a good NFL player. But it depends how much you think the situation impacted that. Like, Terrace Marshall has been in Carolina and the Raiders is essentially where he spent most of his career. And I don't think either of those are situations where receivers, you can probably get a good read on them.
Right.
So not a ton of money, not a guarantee to make the roster, but I think a smart signing for a team that, you know, needs to take somewhat shots in the dark on potential guys.
Well, let me ask you this, and then I would like to know your opinion on it. Do we all just assume that Jahan Dotson is the number three wide
receiver
next year?
So that's exactly where I was going to go with this. And yeah. I'll take it a step further. Like, is Jahan Dotson a trade candidate? Because
no.
All right. Well, here would be why I think he could be. If you look at their roster right now, obviously AJ and Devontae are going to make the team unless Jack puts out a Twitter poll. But they're gonna be on the team, right? So Johnny Wilson, I think, is basically a lock to make the team. And then there's Anaya Smith, who I think will compete. Jahan Dotson is a free agent after this year. They're not going to pay him, I don't think. So I just wonder if they get to training camp and Terrace Marshall is outplaying Jahan Dotson, which I don't think is crazy. It's maybe unlikely, but I don't think it's crazy.
Well, you could say the same thing about Jahan Dotson that you're saying about Terrace Marshall.
Yeah.
He hadn't been on two teams, but he was a well-thought-of player that was not in an atmosphere where he could thrive.
Correct.
And blah, blah,
but,
blah. Yeah.
But he's been here for a year.
Yes, and I agree.
And he did make two big plays in the playoffs for sure. But he also, I don't think, really was what they expected as that number three receiver, right? Now, the issue is they traded a third-round pick for him. So
exactly.
it's going to be hard to recoup that value. But the benefit of winning the Super Bowl is, let's say you get a fifth for Jahan Dotson and you feel really good about Terrace Marshall. Maybe they draft a wide receiver. I just don't know if there's that same outcry about trading him for lesser value when he just, in theory, helps you win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, believe me, don't mistake me saying I don't think he's a trade candidate as if I believe he's a lock to make the roster.
Right.
I just don't think he has any value to trade. Like, who the hell's going to trade for Jahan Dotson for what?
Well, and I think the other thing you have to think about with the Eagles with what they traded for him is they got caught.
Yes.
They thought they were going to have one of their guys be good enough to be the third wide receiver. They got into camp and they realized that it wasn't good enough.
Yep.
And like a team got the better of them probably
and,
a little bit in that
and
trade.
They were still at that time wanting to be a passing
a throwing
team.
Right.
Cuz that's the only reason you give up a third round pick for a third receiver.
Right.
But
you plan on throwing the ball an awful lot.
So I agree with all that, but that's my argument as to why I'm not sure I think he's a lock to make the to
Oh, no,
the
I
team.
Agree.
Because if no, well, what I'm saying is I think Terrace Marshall, if he outplays him, Dotson could be expendable.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Only thing I was saying is I don't think he has value in a trade. He would just get cut.
That.
He would just get cut. Yeah, well, I think they brought him here. Listen, Jahan Dotson, if he's here, he's here. If he's not, he's not. Like, we barely use the two receivers we have, let alone. I'm not really all that locked in on who's
going to
be our third receiver.
Well, the thing that I always think about with the third receiver, which is why I think I was worried about it last year, is not so much if the other guys are healthy, is that if Devontae Smith or AJ Brown's had knee issues, you know, not that those guys are going to be that guy.
Sure.
But that we can have two wide receivers we feel good about.
Number two wide receiver.
If one of the top two goes out.
But here's the other thing. When that is happening, and we've seen that, Jalen is comfortable throwing the ball to certain people.
So it's not like
when AJ missed his three games, Jahan Dotson stepped up and became.
Or even Devontae.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
Yeah.
Vice versa. When Devontae was out, the other guy doesn't step up. Jalen just goes to the other he goes either Devontae or AJ, whichever one is there, more frequently.
Right.
Right? Like, yeah. So.
Yeah,
so,
now in the playoffs, I throw it to Dotson a little more. But I agree with
I
you
like to pick up. Yeah. I like to pick up a Marshall. It's one of those low-risk, high-reward type of things. Didn't cost him anything. Maybe he thrives here.
Maybe. Been basically every signing this offseason, except for Adoree Jackson. Yeah. Everybody's been, hey, this guy's shown a flash. Yep. Let's see if there's anything there. So we started the show, Elliot, today talking about the idea of them trading up. And trading up not one or two positions, but maybe in the teens, late teens, something like that. Do you think, if it were you, are you giving significant assets to move up like that, or given the amount of holes of holes they have, Jack, stop. The amount of holes they have, do you think holding on to the amount of picks they have is more important?
No, I would be into trading up, and I think it makes sense to trade up. The way this roster is built right now, they have to find great players on cost-controlled deals. Right now, they have some with, like, Nolan Smith, Jalen Carter, Jalix Hunt, but those change quickly. Like, a year from now, Jalen Carter won't be. Nolan Smith probably won't be. So, for me, the point of this draft is not to end up with, like, three or four contributing players. I think they're better off if they find someone that can be a stud for them at a cheap deal. And I think you're more likely to find that if you trade, let's say, your third-round pick and you move up 10 spots or probably more than that, like your second-round pick and you get into the high teens.
They're not moving up 10 spots with a third-round
pick. Right. So I think their second-round pick gets them up to around 19 or 20. So obviously you see how the draft board falls, but I think this team is in need of a stud on a rookie deal, and you're just more likely to get that the higher you draft.
And would you – Jack had talked about trading up for Tyler Warren. Would you trade up that high for a tight end?
I would not. I just don't think he's an important enough player. I like other tight ends in this draft that you can get later on. So I wouldn't, but I would trade up for like Malachi Starks. I would trade up for Nick
Scowerton.
For
a safety? Like, why are we trading up for a safety? That's what I can't figure out. I would much rather trade for a tight end than a safety.
So I would not. A safety is a far more important position on this team because the tight end, we just talked about, they don't throw it to the third receiver. They don't really throw it to the tight end a ton. Goddard made big plays for them, but it's not like he's a 1,000-yard contributor. A safety is going to be out there every single play on defense playing an important position. And if you add Malachi Starks to this defense, I mean, look at that where that secondary is at. You can feel really good about the youth and future of that secondary. So I would much rather have an impact safety than an impact tight end.
Have you taken the L on Brock Bowers yet? Or are we, this is...
Well, it sounds like you just took the L on that argument since you had no counter.
Whoa!
But yes, I did.
This Eagles inside of the year is the worst thing that's ever happened this season.
I just want to remind everybody, Tim McManus got more first-place votes.
Yeah, not more total votes, but Tim's a great reporter. I have a ton of respect for Tim.
There it is.
Yeah, but Brock Bowers, yeah. But again, like Brock Bowers was awesome last year. How many games did the Raiders win?
It's not his fault.
No, it's not his fault, but the point I'm making is...
I said he was a Hall of Famer.
Okay. I mean, sure, you can have the Brock Bowers.
Well, listen, we can argue about the Embiid shot from 7 years ago.
But wait, but what's Tyler Warren doing for this team that's so impactful? Like, they already have Saquon, AJ, Devontae, a great offensive line. Like, it'd be a luxury to have for sure. But I like the tight end room they have now. I think an impact player on defense is far more worth trading up for.
Elliot. Now, I think this was your original question, but Giglio was talking about it today, trading the entire draft for Abdul Carter. Would you do it?
I would, yeah, for that exact argument. I also think the idea of the entire draft is a little – it sounds like it's more than it is. Like, they don't have a sixth-round pick. They don't have a seventh-round pick. Fifth-round pick –
they have
something
better. They have 3 fifth-round picks.
Yeah, they have 3 fifth-round picks, and you can find guys in the fifth round. But when I'm talking about trading
like Trent Cole, Brent Celek, Ike Reese.
Exactly, great players.
Jalix Hunt.
He was a third rounder.
Yeah.
Well, what was what's him called? Josh Sweat. What was he?
I think fourth.
Josh Sweat was fourth, fifth, I think.
No, Jason Kelsey was a
sixth round pick.
Best sixth round pick in NFL history.
Yeah,
you could for sure.
Jalix Hunt, who you are very confident is going to play starter level snaps. Next year.
I feel really good about Jalix Hunt, for sure.
No. Like, I'm just saying the value of those picks, with the amount of holes they have.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not giving the picks away for free. What I'm doing is trading them for the best edge rusher in the class and someone that, when we just talked about the need for this team to have great players on low contracts, like Abdul Carter, I think, other than a quarterback, has the potential to be the best bargain in the draft from a production versus salary standpoint. So I'm basically just looking at it.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Yeah, well, you know how I feel about him. We don't have to.
Oh, yes. You called him a bust.
But, yeah. No, he's not a bust. I just don't think he's going to be good on both sides, and he has to be good at one thing. But regardless, like, I think with Abdul Carter, I would absolutely trade, like, my first, second, third, and then they can have the fifths if that's what makes it happen.
And final question, Elliot. We got into a bit of a debate last hour about whether golf is a sport. I say no. What is your opinion on it?
So
I say it's a game.
Yeah, like, it's okay to say it's not a sport. That doesn't mean it's not hard. It's just not a sport. Like, it's a hobby. It's, like, a fun thing to do. And it's challenging at times, for sure. But it's not a sport. I think to be a sport, there has to be a team involved.
Well, tennis is
right,
a sport.
Right. So tennis and boxing.
Brilliant point.
Yeah. Sorry. Damn it. Well, they're all.
No, you went to your guy.
Yeah.
I didn't want to ask him.
No, boxing's not a sport, Elliot. Is boxing a sport?
I will say I was much better in my boxing class this morning than I was last week. So I'm feeling better
about
it.
That has nothing to do with
it. Is it a sport?
No, it's an activity.
Boxing's not a sport.
It's a challenge. I think a team sport are the true sports. The other ones are hard. I'm not diminishing them, but why does it matter if they're not called a sport?
What about swimming? Individual swimming, gymnastics, ice skating.
All very challenging things. I just don't consider them sports. I think team sports are the true sports. Because I think
there could be different kinds of sports, Elliot. Doesn't mean it's not a sport.
Do you want my opinion on it? Or
I think it sucks.
Yeah, well, no surprise there. But I view only team sports as sports. That's just my opinion.
Wow. It's amazing.
Well, it is what it is. Yeah.
Thank you for asking.
Let me ask you this. Was my argument better or was Elliot's?
Yours.
Okay, I'll take that.
What was your argument?
I'm going to tell you, both of those were equally bad.
Mine was that.
His is team and yours is?
Speed.
Foot speed. Foot speed isn't involved in golf. That's why it's not a sport.
Yes. You don't even have to be in good shape to play golf. Like, I don't know. It's a cool thing.
When's the last time you picked up a club?
Well, I've never played golf. But, like, if you just look at somebody.
Because he's a sports guy.
Yeah, he's
yeah, exactly. I'm a team sportsman. Exactly.
Right.
I played soccer. I played a real sport.
Barely. Cut for your JVC.
Right.
No, I quit.
Elliot, when are the unions going to stop getting rid of their good players?
You don't got to tell me.
They've been doing this for a decade. What are they doing?
Well, I'm fine with them getting rid of guys. Are we going to do union and
stuff? No. you can't. I'm sorry. Get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and it comes out every single day. It's in your feed when you wake up. A little 20 minutes, 30 minutes of Elliot every single day, no matter what's going on with the person.
20 minutes or 30 minutes of Elliot, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
Exactly right. All the time.
That's a good sesh.
Yep. Well, I mean, especially with the draft coming up, Elliot does a lot of homework. I don't know if he's right or wrong. He definitely does a lot of homework. So,
well, I'll say this. It's definitely a sport. So 30 minutes with Elliot. So, you know.
Yes.
Especially after you win Eagles Insider of the Year.
That's exactly right.
There he is. Elliot Shorparks. Thank you, Elliot.
Alrighty.
There he is. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
Fellas, what's going on?
What up, Chuck?
Let me say this, right? Spike, yesterday I heard you when I hung up the phone. You hung up on me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't have to pivot to Joel Embiid.
Well,
my
sure
sports
you did.
Knowledge run. No, I did not. Yeah,
sure.
I mean, I don't have to do that when I'm talking about the Phillies and Bryce Harper. Okay. I
was but you said
fun yesterday.
What happened was,
and you hung up on me.
Well, wait, no, you weren't having fun. What happened was, you said as Bryce Harper goes, the Phillies go, and I said that Bryce Harper played really well in the playoffs last year, and they lost in four, and it doesn't work in baseball. And you yelled about Joel Embiid because you were stuck. That's really what happened.
No. You first said that, you know, the winning percentage is almost identical with him and without him in the lineup.
It is.
He missed 99 games since he's been a Philly.
Yes, and in those games,
your argument would be contrary.
No. In the games where he hasn't played and the games where he has played, they have essentially the same winning percentage. That's not a negative Bryce thing. What it is it just shows that one player can't have the sort of effect that you're saying he has.
What I'm saying to you, if he played those games, 162 games, they win 60 games, you know, alone without him. You know, I mean, those games count with him not being in the lineup. So that makes it look like, you know, basically, you know, they win without him. Or they
no,
look like a
I'm saying their winning percentage is the same. The percentage of games that they win.
So you're saying that basically with him not being in missing 99 games, that does not screw those numbers?
No, I don't think you understand. In the games that Bryce plays, they win 57% of the games. In the games that Bryce doesn't play, they win 56% of the games.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go back for it.
Okay.
If you miss games, then you don't get credit. He won't get credit for the games that they play without him when they
yes,
win.
Of course.
That's what I'm saying to you. Okay, so if he played those games, then the numbers would be flipped. It would be. It looked like he have a way higher winning percentage with him in the lineup opposed to not being in the lineup.
No, I don't think you're.
He missed 99 games.
I don't think you're understanding percentages. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I don't think you're understanding percentages.
Okay. It's not rocket science. You know what I mean?
You're the one who said it. Yeah. Okay. What would you call about?
I'm calling to say this, right? You know, the Eagles, they can stay packed. You know, they don't have to do anything. You know, they don't have to move up. I trust Howie Roseman's judgment to make great picks with the picks we have. We have a plethora of picks, okay? And the guys that he picked, they just stepped in and they start playing almost immediately. He's a better drafter now. We're Super Bowl champions. We don't have to be the team that move up, you know, 1,000 picks up to get a certain player. You know, I believe that he can identify talent now to where it's going later in the draft, like a Cooper DeJean. You know, Quinyani got, I think, the 20th pick. You know, you can get great players later on in the draft. This draft is deep enough where they don't have to move up and make panic moves to replace the players that's left. You know, I believe that this team is, we're the champions. Normally, champions don't have to do things like that because they have people in-house like Howie Roseman that can draft well. And I believe that he's going to pick players going forward that can contribute right away.
And he's going to move up to get those guys. Why would you be opposed to moving up and getting, if a guy has a higher ceiling than another guy, it doesn't mean the other guy isn't a good player, but the other guy may be just a little bit better of a player. And the Eagles recognize that they have draft capital to have the ability to move up in the draft. I would say that's a smart move by a good football team, that they put themselves in position with the amount of picks that they acquired to go add supreme talent, not just another player and hope that he turns out to be a good player. You know, you mentioned Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. The Eagles were fortunate to be able to get both of them. Quinyon Mitchell should have been gone prior to him falling to the Eagles. He fell to the Eagles. They made a great pick. They got him.
DeJean, too.
DeJean was supposed to be a first-round draft pick. He didn't go off the board. The Eagles saw that. They were able to trade up, by the way. By the way, Chuck, they traded up to get Cooper DeJean in the second round. And that's a good move, right? That's a good move by the Eagles.
That's a wonderful move. I'm just saying they don't have to go out their way to do that. I mean, look, if you look into Kobe Dean, he fell to us, too.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And he's, you know, a contributor on our defense. You know, what I'm saying is this. Sometimes –
you don't have to be desperate. You're saying you don't have to be desperate.
Exactly. It comes to a point where you're not lucky. You're just good at what you do.
Okay.
And I think Howie Roseman has gotten better at drafting and identifying talent later in the rounds where he don't have to do all that to move up to get a great player. Now, if it's there for you, then obviously take it.
Sure.
But I'm just saying, you know, we're Super Bowl champions, and I don't believe we have to panic. You know, I think
I feel you.
Still good enough on paper to be in the NFC Championship game next year. Who's challenging us? I mean, with the team we have right now.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what we look like when we get. I'm with you. I still think Eagles are the best team in the league. I agree with you. But let me ask you this. Listen, they got there, though, Chuck, last year. The Cooper DeJeans, the Quinyon Mitchells, the Jalix Hunts. Who else? They got Trotter late in the draft. They got there by making 8 trades last year during the draft. So, Howie moved around the draft board last year to get these good players that we got last year.
Yeah, later.
Well, I'm just saying he did it is all I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, so in other words, when the opportunity is there to jump on it and do it, I hope the Eagles are aggressive and go get the player that they want.
Be opportunistic.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm not giving up the entire draft to get Abdul Carter.
Oh, hell no. No, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, by a non-football.
And I like Abdul Carter, and I still wouldn't do it. Yeah.
Yeah, you got Abdul Carter. I mean, you got Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunts, who's coming along. This is only their first and second season.
Right.
I mean, you know, I don't think that you have to do that.
I agree.
Your whole draft to get one player. That's the stuff I'm talking about. Now, if you move around later in the draft, you identify talent, third round, second round, whatever the case may be. That's what Howie's been doing.
Right.
But I trust him to be able to make picks. Pick guys that can step in. I mean, he showed us that the last few years. He's able to do that. I mean, these picks that he's picked, you know, these guys, you know, they fell to him. But they didn't just fall to him. I think it's a strategic, you know, science that Howie is doing to where they didn't just fall. All these players aren't just falling to him.
Well here's the other thing, Chuck.
He's willing dealing later in the draft to get these players, and I trust him.
Well, and to your point, and we get you out of here, even the players that failed to him, teams, when you overlook a player, you're saying there's something there that you don't like about the player, and that's why you're not drafting him. Well, the Eagles at least identified the talent in those players. Even if they fell to them, they still drafted them. Like, so you still get credit for not passing over a player that everybody else is passing over that you like. So they still get credit for the guys that failed to them. Yeah, they get credit
for
that.
Absolutely.
Chuck, do you have a rainy day movie before we got to go? Do you have a rainy day movie before we go?
I didn't get a chance to answer the next question from yesterday, but it would have been chicken and watermelon. How you like that, Jack?
Nailed it.
All right. Chuck's got to settle down on that stuff. Chuck sounds like he's taking that seriously.
No, just keep moving.
Okay. All right.
We talked about it yesterday.
Well, stock is going down. Yeah. It is what it is. All right. Coming up, a big segment coming up. We'll continue to talk to you about the NFL draft if you think the Eagles should move up aggressively. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, not only do we have Ike's Masters update, but Tornado Shapiro's slippery weekend forecast.
Speaking of a master.
Yep. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. The baseball is back. You can watch all the games at Chickies and Pete's. Find your local Chickies and Pete's at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.